We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's still summer, so this quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra. A bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, please check it out. Don't forget, you can get all our content on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can download our app from the App Store, Keystone Sports. Get that on your phone. And we're also on Spotify. Just look us up, Keystone Sports.
Yes, Ross. Everybody should tell everybody they know to listen to the Keystone Sports Network. Quarter number four. Good job, Bob.
Ooh.
Everybody should tell everyone they know you got to listen to the Keystone Sports Network. I'm amazed. I talked to some Penn State fans that still don't. There is no better on-demand audio than this if you like Penn State football, and you can listen to it whenever, however, wherever you want.
Every single week.
Yeah, and by the way, our three sponsors, GoPSURV, 409 Tailgate Club, Labatt Citra, those are like my three freaking food groups, okay? That's all I need every weekend to be happy. Give me an RV and some barbecue and Labatt Blue Citra. I'll be happy. I love that we don't have like lame sponsors. Next up, it'll be Johnny's tampon business or whatever.
Ooh. How about the Marvell Carpet Store?
Yes, that was probably a better example.
I tried to help you out there. Team mate, never leave your wingman. All right, let's talk about Big Ten coaches. We're coming off Big Ten Media Day. They all had a chance to speak last week. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed to admit, yes, at some point I watched every single one of their press conferences. They're very unique and different individuals and human beings. Let's talk about them.
Hold on a second, Andy. Did you do that for enjoyment or just because we got the assignment from our boss that
no,
we were going to?
I did it because I'm a college football junkie.
And you like watching press conferences that much?
Like,
why don't you go back and watch the 1986 Fiesta Bowl?
I like to listen for stuff that makes me go,
okay.
I wait for the little signs and signals. I look for leads. I look for information.
Well,
I'm
curious to get your opinion then.
Yeah, I'm a college football junkie, dude. If they started at 9 a.m. and finished with a 10:30 West Coast game, generally speaking, 3 out of 4 Saturdays, I do 9 to midnight without even blinking.
Wow.
I would sit and watch college football games after college football games.
Wow.
I love college football. I mean, I follow an NFL team, but I'm going to watch college football. We're going to talk about Big Ten coaches. Let's talk about let's get three to five guys that we think are the best coaches and our ratings in the Big Ten. Let's start with you, Bob. Give us a few of your guys.
Yeah. So if I had to rank the five top coaches in the Big Ten, I'll go in from 5 to 1.
5 to 1.
Kirk Ferentz would be number 5. Jeff Brohm of Purdue would be number 4.
Interesting.
James Franklin of Penn State would be number 3. Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern would be number 2. And Scott Frost of Nebraska would be number 1. And the point I'm trying to make is, I've been saying this, Greg Pickle doesn't agree with me. The Big Ten West has either already caught the Big Ten East, or they're going to catch them real soon because of the coaching. There's 6 really, I think, really, really good teams on the rise in the Big Ten West. And I don't, with what's going on with Harbaugh at Michigan, after he went, you know, a little berserker last week. And he's just a little bit unstable. I'm not sure how long he's going to be there. And I'm just not sure about Ryan Day yet at Ohio State. He's still coaching Urban Meyer's team. I think the Big Ten West is on the verge of overtaking the Big Ten East, and that is why I would rank him that way.
You throw, looking at the Big Ten West and the way they've upgraded, you put, not in your top 5, but P.J. Fleck is coaching at Minnesota.
Fleck, I mean, I know that he rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
I know.
I heard that quite a bit out of Big Ten when we were out there. But if you look at his team and you look how young they are and you look at what they did in their last 4 games, this is a team that, with their schedule, there's 6 teams in the Big Ten West that could win the West this year. And I think they're all going to have 2 or 3 losses because the schedule is that tough. And if you look at Penn State's crossover schedule, they have to go to Minnesota, they have to go to Iowa, and Purdue comes to Beaver Stadium. It's going to be a challenge for Penn State because I think of the Big Ten West crossover games. I think top to bottom, the best coaches are in the Big Ten West right now.
I'm going to throw a curveball at you. Who's your bottom 2? Sorry. I couldn't help it.
I mean, I would just say Chris Ash just because he was dumb enough to take the Rutgers job.
Right, right. He left Ohio State to take that job.
I just don't know what to make of Lovie Smith at Illinois. He's got some talent, but I don't think he's going to be what they thought he was going to be.
All right. How about you, Ross? We still got plenty of time, and I got my list, too, of guys. Start at five. Work your way up to one. Who are you liking?
I thought we were just talking about them. I didn't know we were actually ranking them.
You can do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want, man.
I would say here's the guys that are definitely in my five, if you will. Okay. Pat Fitzgerald, Kirk Ferentz, Scott Frost, James Franklin, and Mark D'Antonio. And I would say just on the outside is probably Paul Chryst. I might even put Paul Chryst ahead of some of those guys. And I understand what Jeff Brohm did at Western Kentucky and had a good start at Purdue. I haven't seen enough from him yet. But I think what Chryst does is impressive. I don't know how you cannot have D'Antonio in the top five. I mean, Michigan State was never anything. Like what would be the argument, I guess, for having D'Antonio ahead of Franklin? I mean, D'Antonio beats him almost every year, and he doesn't have as much talent.
I just think that where James has done to get them to that point counts for a little bit. I would have Franklin higher if he wasn't 3-12 against D'Antonio, Harbaugh, and
Ohio State.
And Urban Meyer
and Ohio State.
And I'm looking, by the way, at Athlon. Athlon did rankings. They have Harbaugh number one. How can you possibly do that?
Of course they do.
He's not even in my top five.
He's not.
He went to Michigan. He has every advantage, every resource. I mean, I don't understand like the whole going to other countries for a couple week thing, but he's got that thing going for him. I mean, they spend so much money. I know guys that they've hired that there is a blank check at Michigan almost like I've never seen before. I know a bunch of guys they've hired. They just blow people out of the water to get them. They blow people out. I mean, there is no budget there. I don't know where the money is coming from, but it's unbelievable how much those guys are getting paid.
Think about how much Michigan pays its assistants and the staff they let him put together.
Yeah,
add that into what they're paying him, and look at their results.
By the way, I think if we do this in November, certainly January, I think we'll say Ryan Day is in the top five. For him to, for them to lose Urban Meyer and for him to already be getting all these recruits like he's doing, there's a reason why Mike Vrabel wanted him to be the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans. He is considered very, very sharp. Like you talk to NFL people and they talk about Ryan Day and Lincoln Riley in terms of like young, bright offensive minds. So you're right though, Bob, by the way, about there are better coaches seemingly in the West. But I think Fitzgerald has to be in there.
Yeah.
Ferentz has to be in there. Franklin has to be in there. D'Antonio has to be in there. And then you're really talking about Chryst or Day.
Frost.
Or did I not say Frost?
No. Did not.
Frost has to be in there too. It's tough. Those are definitely the guys though. Harbaugh's like eighth for me right now.
I'm impressed. It's really – With except for like two or three schools, I'm telling you, the coaching in the Big Ten has with who they've added the last couple of years. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's going to be really, really tough. And I just don't know that the Big Ten East is as good now. I think the Big Ten West is really gonna put some heat on those guys this year.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light.
What about you, Andy? You watched every press conference. Give me the pearls of wisdom that you got from it.
He had Harbaugh number
this
one.
Is like high school and college all over again. I have somebody else actually do the work for me and then tell me what I need to know. Tell me what I need to know, Andrew.
My top five, I do have Kirk Ferentz in there. I do have Scott Frost in there because I think he's just a really good football coach, and I don't base that on what he did in Nebraska in 1 year. I have Mark D'Antonio. I have Pat Fitzgerald. And I have James Franklin in my top five.
The people you kept out were Chryst.
Yeah, I like
Why Paul. Why isn't Chryst getting any love?
I like Paul Chryst the person. I'm just not sure about his adaptability as a foot. Not as
He's
a,
not a big
program CEO.
In quarterback play.
Yeah, but as a adjusting
guess
to the
what?
Football.
Guess what? Wait till you see them now.
It's about time.
Yeah.
Best quarterback they've ever gotten by a lot. kid was the MVP of the All-American Bowl, I wouldn't be. He's a lot better than the kid that played against Penn State last year. I mean,
not saying much.
By the way, I had on the college draft podcast this week, I had a guy come on, second consecutive draft guru, talk to me about Nate Stanley, the quarterback of Iowa.
Ugh.
The guy played the worst college football game I've ever seen.
That wasn't his only bad game.
Do you realize, by the way, that there's really – Penn State should not have won that game.
No.
I mean, they were very, very fortunate. If Nate Stanley doesn't have the worst game I've ever seen by a major college quarterback, Iowa wins that game and maybe going away.
I don't disagree with
you. And by the way, after that and the year before, it's Iowa's turn to beat Penn State. I'm just telling you, with that quarterback back, he can't possibly be worse. With him being back, with some of their offensive linemen are awesome.
The two tackles are
They got some defensive linemen that are awesome.
It's going to be a war.
When we do the Penn State over-under, and that's at Iowa,
yeah,
I'll be taking the Hawkeyes in that one.
Yeah, just some of the other guys as I watched last week. PJ Fleck is a rah-rah guy. He's a shove us in your face, us against them guy.
The people that don't like PJ Fleck, it's some of the same reasons why people didn't like Franklin when he came to Penn State.
True.
It's a little bit too much.
Non-conference, his team performs.
By the way, we're actually talking about Minnesota football, though.
Correct. His team performs in non-conference. They stink when it comes to Big Ten games. And if you can't perform in your conference, you're just not a very good football coach right now, in my opinion.
And I will say this. I know multiple people that have met with PJ Fleck, and they didn't like him at all. Until they met with him, and then they're like, he's actually a pretty cool dude.
Correct.
Like, I think the stuff he does on his – he had, like, a show on Big Ten Network. Every time I turn on Big Ten Network, it's like
he's
the
on
PJ
a lot.
Fleck show. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Watch that team, though, this year. I'm telling you.
Be careful.
That. Minnesota?
That will not be an easy game for Penn State.
Yeah.
Will not.
Tom Allen in Indiana is, like, the guy you don't know, and you're not sure. He's 7-6
Wound
and 6-7.
Wound too tight, man. The muscles are bulging out of his head.
He needs to lighten up Francis a little bit and just understand that, you know, it's Indiana and 7-6 is good, and that's actually really, really good. Mm-hmm. But if that's not good enough for him, and he's just going to flame himself out. So,
what
and Jim Harbaugh
learn?
Is in my bottom three.
Wow.
Jim Harbaugh's bottom. He's right behind Lovey, right above Lovey and Chris Ash.
Poor Chris Ash, man.
Well, he can't.
Maybe he's a great coach.
It's on him for taking the job.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Like, you wouldn't take it.
I would not have taken that
yes,
job.
Yes, you would.
No way.
$3 to $5 million a year. I am willing right now to be the next head coach of Rutgers University.
It's all yours.
That'll do it for our show this week. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Mike, for coming in. We look forward to the pizza. Thank you, Andrew from 409 Tailgate Club, for stopping by and providing us some very good eats. That's it. Everybody, have a good weekend. Join us next week. Thanks for tuning in.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.